Anhedonia is the inability to feel pleasure. It's a common symptom of depression as well, and it might be what's keeping you from reaching your run potential.
Welcome to Hypno Running, the show where we do more than just talk about running. We help you find solutions to develop your full potential, making you a better, faster, and smarter runner. And here is your host, Heiko.
Yes, welcome. As the lady said, Heiko is my name. What I specialize in is developing mental tools for runners. Of course, if you're a first-time listener, if you're a regular listener, hey, welcome. Thanks for tuning in again. Did I mention this? The content, be it on this podcast or in our live seminars, it's for the type of runner that wants to improve. That runner who doesn't want to get slower as the birthday numbers become higher and higher. Yes, here we aim to help you become a better, a stronger, and a smarter runner. And how does this work? Actually, it's a free podcast, but it's all part of the Advanced Endurance Coaching Setup, where we specialize in mental tools for you, the runner. This is the place if you feel the need to do an online course where you can learn mental techniques to develop, build your potential, build resilience, or use specifically scientifically proven methods to enhance your running. And as I say, this is a free podcast. No ads, no review of running socks, not running shoes, not running sunglasses, just things you control. How you think about running, how you feel about running, and of course, how you actually run. You might know this. Ever so often when I meet somebody who turns out to be a runner, he or she starts talking about their own performance, and they talk in such a way like it's downplayed. You know, one of their efforts are downplayed. And one of my favorites is, as long as I'm running, I never look at my time. Really? Honestly, is that what you want to say? That's your position, so to speak? And is it exactly here where it is? I recommend you to take a closer look to see what lies beneath downplaying your own performance. And doing this by yourself is usually not so effective. You know, to get an impression of how you perceive your position towards running and how to get a better understanding of yourself, it's worthwhile to get some expert advice. Too many runners out there that are really healthy, they are fit, and they complain about their lack of performance, their lack of success, means something isn't right. Of course, because it's more than just time. You know, we need our body, our mind, and our attitude. Now, anhedonia. Most runners understand what pleasure feels like. They expect certain things during their run to make them happy. Maybe you enjoy running through your town, or you're lucky enough to live next to the ocean and you're listening to the sound of the ocean. You feel the ocean breeze. Or you enjoy running a trail. But sometimes it happens that runners lose that ability to feel this joy. And the thing that once made them content, they're no longer fun or enjoyable. That's anhedonia. Actually, there are two types of anhedonia, the social one and the physical one. So you don't want to spend time with other runners. Physical, you don't enjoy any physical sensations. It makes relationships, including those with friends, family members, it makes it a struggle. And the reward of enjoyment being gone, it gets hard to motivate yourself to spend time with others for your sport, or, you know, even to go to a park run or attending your local running club or your local run event. Yeah, there's no benefit in taking part. And chronically feeling overwhelmed, it's a big thing, which also relates to constant fatigue. And of course, this can be due to not having enough recovery time. For those heroes of you out there that go every day the same routes, you know, you're working the same muscle groups multiple days in a row. So it prevents your body from repairing itself, and you're not going to make any gains in your strength and your endurance. And sometimes runners want to lose weight and they make the mistake by cutting carbs whilst continuing to do tough workouts. And that is a sure recipe for exhaustion, because when you have a tough run, a real hard workout, your body takes its energy from those glycogen stores, an energy surplus. It's located in the muscle and liver cells. We had that a couple of podcasts ago. And it shores up the sugar we consume from food. And you need to replenish those stores by eating enough the right kind of carbohydrates. Again, processed sugars, white flour, leave that out. Focus on whole grains, beans, lentils, sweet potatoes, peas, and fruits. And of course, some runners, they think that low energy is by not eating enough fat. There is this thought movement where the belief is that all fat is evil, and then runners who are eager to drop weight may still opt for low or non-fat diets to cut calories, but that only leads to your energy stores being empty. You don't feel satisfied, like eating white bread the whole time. And actually, it's found that saturated fats, those derived from dairy, coconut, eggs, they're not as detrimental as previously thought, but it's best to eat unsaturated sources. Fish, nuts, oil, avocados means no fat is not evil. Fat is an important and rich source of energy for the body. It helps to maintain efficient cell function and structure, and because it slows digestion, it helps you to feel fuller longer. During the winter months, what you might want to be looking at refixing, re-engineering your run is most probably you're not getting enough sunlight. That's why just get a vitamin D supplement. That's not going to leave you feeling so sluggish. Of course, the adequate intake of iron, it can also lead to fatigue if you don't have enough iron in your red blood cells, because they transport that oxygen throughout the body. So if you're a vegetarian, make a point. Add more beans, lentils, leafy greens, and whole grains to your plate. That's it. Next one, we've dedicated a whole podcast to this as well, to re-engineer, to get your fun factor back. Get 7 to 8 hours of sleep. That's it. I mean, don't be like 40% of Americans that sleep less than 7 hours. A next big one, and you don't hear me say this often. I think not once in my 4 seasons of podcasts have I said that. But in order to get the fun back, use technology. Use that smartwatch that you have, that running app. By track your progress, setting a challenge and competing with yourself like a running, a game-like experience. And that'll help you to celebrate milestones. Acknowledge them. Celebrate that achievement. If it's your personal record for the year, it doesn't have to be your all-round personal record. If it is your best run this month, your furthest run that month, why do you think Strava is doing that and offering it for free? It's because it keeps people coming back to it, but you can do that yourself. Use it by being more mindful, enjoying that moment. Focus on your breathing more. Be more meditative. Make that running a more meditative experience, even though you're not running next to the ocean. Next best thing is to run somewhere new where you haven't got a sense for the time and distance already. Or run somewhere where you know, but run without a watch. Free yourself from the focus on pace. No more worries about how far you've gone. Run without thinking about pace, distance, and really just remove that pressure of keeping time. Work on your strengths. That's one of the best things you can do if you've lost your source of joy in running. Work on the weak areas during your gym session. Work on your core stability, leg strength, upper body strength. Next thing, if all of this isn't yet inspiring you, perhaps go to a clinic where you get a gait analysis, where you see if you may be suffering from underpronation, sometimes called supination. And this is where the outer side of the foot strikes the ground at a steeper than normal angle with little or no inward movement. So it means a large transmission of shock goes through the lower leg. And it's usually seen in runners that have high arches. The neutral pronation occurs when the foot lands on the outer edge and then rolls inward in a controlled manner. And what can happen here is around 70% of the runners overpronate. So this is a very common pronation type. And having that looked at, or perhaps you're suffering from underpronation, that's where the outer side of the foot strikes the ground at a steeper than normal angle with little or no inward moving. And what happens is, during that initial contact, your lower limbs and body, they absorb force as your foot strikes the ground, obviously ground reaction to force, and causing the great amount of impact at this point in the gait cycle. But biomechanic research will help you to minimize the impact force of the body, your ankle and knees that are dampening this force. And once you feel you've got a solution to this, whatever you have, you're going to feel a huge difference in your run performance. It's going to make such a big difference. That might just bring back that joy that you think you've lost. And what I really would recommend before my voice totally cracks up today is delete the I can't do it talk with I currently can't do it or I can't do it yet. And then you focus on four areas. You work out a way to calm your mind. Whatever it is, if it's not running, work out a way to calm your mind. You're not having the fun back and you're running. You want to fix that problem. First, start off with calming your mind. Then the next step, reset your mind. Reset your mind. If you Google this, you're going to find many exercises to do that. Or what that means is once your mind is calm, you're going to start to be thinking about hundreds of other thoughts are going to be coming in. Just reset that. Just say erase, just blank. And then you're going to write down to find some structure in what it is that's keeping you from your running. If you write it down yourself, you're going to create that peace of mind. You're going to be writing down what it actually is. And once you've seen it written down, you'll be able to tackle it. And for better or worse, you know, your body drives your running form. And running in a different style is one area. But if your mind is not in the right place, no matter how many self-tests, joint mobility, posture stability, rotation alignment tests you do, if your mind isn't at the right place, then you're definitely not going to have a success at running. I want to finish off here with a verse from the Bible, Proverbs 4, guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Thank you for joining us on today's show. My name is Heiko. God bless you. And remember, take it easy.